The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
I'm Grant Ashley in for Jay Moran. A spokesperson for Tops Friendly Markets says that the grocery chain has reached another tentative four-year contract deal with the union representing workers at its Lancaster distribution center. Union members will vote on that proposal today. 550 drivers, warehouse workers, and other employees have been on strike since just after midnight Friday morning after voting down a proposed contract. Workers have been marching across the main entrance to the distribution center, periodically allowing trucks to pass while hurling insults at drivers for continuing to work. Teamsters Local 264 recording secretary Darren Ziyumba is helping lead the strike. He said workers are looking for their fair share of the grocery chain's profits.
I don't want to get into the specifics of the negotiations. I don't want to do that through the press, but we're just looking for a piece of the pie. The Tops management, they got their golden parachutes. When the bankruptcy happened, we were able to access all of their salaries. We know what they make. All we want is a piece of the pie. We don't want something that's going to put this company out of business. That doesn't help anybody. We just want a piece of the pie, what's right and just.
According to the Buffalo News, workers voted down a contract proposal over the weekend that would have ended the strike. City officials are investigating after a fire broke out at MLK Junior Park over the weekend. The Buffalo Fire Department says the blaze started in the bathroom building just after 6:40 on Saturday evening. The fire is estimated to have caused $180,000 in damages. The New York State Legislature wrapped up its 2024 session Saturday morning. In the final days of the session, lawmakers passed a number of bills. Those include ones that would remove the lifetime ban on jury duty for those with felony convictions, improve workers' safety measures in warehouses, and increase oversight of social adult daycare programs for older adults. In remarks at the end of the session, Governor Kathy Hochul championed several newly passed bills, including one that gave $2 billion in new incentives for housing.
And it took us, yes, 2 years to do it. Starts out putting out the idea and then the execution. So a lot of effort. But, you know, and sometimes we find that issues are not immediately popular, but it's still up to the leaders to push through the noise and have significant accomplishments. So in that case, we went after it for a second year, and guess what? We got it done.
The legislature was, of course, not without its critics. Republican State Minority Leader Rob Ort applauded Hochul's decision to pause congestion pricing in New York, but criticized Democrats for, quote, failing to take action on the most important issues facing New Yorkers, affordability and public safety. Several advocacy groups are also criticizing legislative Democrats for failing to pass climate change legislation like the New York Heat Act, as well as parole reform measures like the Fair and Timely Parole and Elderly Parole Bills.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying grifts find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
The Roman Catholic Diocese of Buffalo is planning to close 10 churches in northern Erie and southern Niagara counties. According to a diocese statement, those churches include Infant of Prague, St. Benedict, St. Andrew, St. Aloysius Gonzaga, Blessed Sacrament, St. Francis of Assisi, St. Andrew Commission, St. Jude the Apostle, St. Pius X, and Our Lady of Peace. The congregations of those churches would be merged with other parishes that are expected to remain open. Some schools affiliated with some of those churches are also remaining open. Bishop Michael Fisher announced plans to close 54 of the diocese's 160 churches last month, and the diocese has already announced the closure of 14 parishes in the southern tier. Fisher said in a video posted to the diocese website that the closures were difficult but necessary.
We do not take this lightly. Surely this is causing great anxiety among all of us, and you and fellow parishioners are likely experiencing high emotions, just anticipating what this will mean for our future. But it is my hope that we as the Catholic community can come to a common understanding of why we must take on this challenge.
Diocese officials previously said that plans for church closures will be finalized in late August and fully implemented by June 2025. Fisher cited bankruptcy proceedings, high property costs, falling church attendance, and declining clergy membership as reasons for the closures. The Frontier Central School District is announcing that it has reached an agreement with the town of Hamburg on a one-year lease extension that will allow the town to continue using the district's Hamburg Community Center building. The move will allow the town to continue using the space to host its youth, recreation, and senior services department and run programming through June 2025. When that lease expires, Frontier says it will move its Big Picture Academy High School from ECC to the Community Center. The district and town will share space at the facility from February 2025 to the lease's expiration in June 2026, when the district will take over operations of the building. New York State lawmakers ended their session over the weekend, leaving a number of issues on the table. Final negotiations on several major issues were derailed after Governor Kathy Hochul made a surprise decision to halt a planned congestion pricing in Manhattan less than a month before it was scheduled to begin. Karen DeWitt of the New York Public News Network has more from Albany.
Governor Hochul, 2 days before the session was to end, reversed her position on congestion pricing. She said she no longer backed a plan that would charge private vehicles at least $15 each time they entered Manhattan south of 60th Street. The governor, who a month earlier touted congestion pricing during an international climate change summit in Europe, now said it would cost average New Yorkers too much money to commute.
Given these financial pressures, I cannot add another burden to working and middle-class New Yorkers or create another obstacle to our continued recovery.
The announcement was met with relief by some Democratic state lawmakers and congressional representatives who represent suburban swing districts in the Hudson Valley and on Long Island. And it appeared to address a concern that the implementation of congestion pricing could be weaponized by Republicans in several closely fought congressional races. In 2022, four House seats flipped in Blue New York to the GOP, helping give Republicans control of that chamber. But the governor alienated top Democrats in the legislature. They called it a political betrayal. Senate Finance Chair Liz Krueger spoke at a rally to protest the governor's decision.
She's got to reverse herself on this. This is a terrible decision.
Krueger openly invited people to bring lawsuits to try to reverse the decision. With just a couple of days left in the session, Hochul also asked the Senate and Assembly to fill a $1 billion hole in the Metropolitan Transportation Authority budget caused by the halt to congestion pricing. A mobile payroll tax on businesses was immediately rejected, and an alternative proposal to approve a loosely structured IOU to the MTA was discussed. As late as Friday afternoon, Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie said options were still on the table.
We have to make a decision on raising revenue, so you either have to do that now, sometime between now and January, or January.
But the Senate adjourned Friday evening, and the Assembly finished its business after pulling an all-nighter early on Saturday without agreeing. The MTA, in a statement, warned that without a new funding source, some key improvement projects, including updating signals, making more stations accessible, and buying more electric buses, would be put on hold. Hochul's announcement also threw a wrench into attempts to reach agreement on a number of other issues. While two bills championed by the governor to regulate children's social media feeds quietly passed, several environmental and climate change-related ones did not make it to the finish line. They include the New York Heat Act. It would stop utilities from automatically charging ratepayers for new gas lines, an expanded bottle deposit law, and a measure to reduce plastic packaging. Liz Moran with Earth Justice spoke at an 11th-hour rally for the bills. She says lawmakers approved the Climate Change Protection Act in 2019. It has a goal to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 85% by 2050. But she says since then, Democrats who lead Albany have not been willing to take the steps needed to actually reach that aim. And she says the governor's decision to cancel congestion pricing, combined with the failure of the other bills to gain traction, is disturbing.
This is taking us backwards and we need to be to meet our climate law mandates and protect people and save them money.
A bill to require big oil and other energy companies to pay for climate change mitigation was approved, but it faces an uncertain future on Hochul's desk. Hochul, as well as leaders of the legislature, say that this might not be the end of their meetings in 2024. They say they may need to return before the end of the year to address the funding crisis caused by Hochul's decision. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt for the New York Public News Network.
Gas prices have fallen by nearly 4 cents per gallon in Buffalo in the last week, with the average price currently sitting at $3.54 locally. Gas prices nationally are falling even more sharply, according to Gas Buddy. The nationwide average fell by 10 cents to an average of $3.40. A gallon of gas in Buffalo is nearly 9 cents lower than it was a month ago and 10 cents lower than a year ago. Gas Buddy analysts say the declines mean Americans will spend $425 million less per week on gas than they did a week ago.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.